I would think that what is really happening here is perhaps a fallout between the vice president and the first lady, perhaps at a personal level. I know that some observers have tended to attribute everything to the manipulative antics of the other faction in ZANU-PF. But I think it is imperative and it is important to look at what she has said. And I think there is nobody who disagrees with her that she was instrumental to the ascendance of the vice president.
Why do you say that, Mr. Chari?
If you look at what happened in 2004, I think the vice president was not an obvious candidate then as a vice president. And there were other, I think, candidates who were actually ahead of him. And I think this explains what the first lady says, that she was actually personally instrumental to her ascendance. And I think some of us now begin to understand what is happening.
Let me ask your thoughts on this, Mr. Chimoja.
To support what the professor was saying there, to say these issues are now quite obviously very personal. What can be personal in Zimbabwean politics at the moment besides the phenomenon Orikuchikanani, who are you eating with? I think there is a personal and business deal that went sour between the first family and the Njuru family. And also, coupled with that, there's this thing of threatening to take bread out of someone's mouth. I think Dr. Njuru crossed that line. Let's not be lost in intellectual analysis and everything. I mean, us generally as the public. This is a very simple fight for survival, which has degenerated into gutter politics as far as I'm concerned.
Personal differences aside, the First Lady is about to assume a very powerful role within ZANU-PF, becoming the chair of the Women's League. Mr. Chimoja, what is your prediction about her, the role she's going to play?
She does not have neither the capacity nor the depth to actually give direction to ZANU-PF. What she's basically fulfilling is the traditional role of the ZANU-PF Women's League. She has always driven votes towards ZANU-PF through a very sort of noisy, almost hooliganistic type of politics. You go back to the likes of Opam Chinguri, look at Shuvai Mahofa, look at herself, Grace Mugabe. These are not people that are cultured or intellectually blessed to provide any sort of philosophical direction to ZANU-PF. What they do is they bring numbers. They bring noise. They bring vibrance. In that way, yes, if we talk of direction in that way, I agree. But the only dignified ZANU-PF Women's League chairman, whoever was once in that position, will always be Joyce Njuru.
Mr. Chari, if you could just throw in some last words here regarding the First Lady. Is this a positive light that she's showing in terms of what her role would be?
I think what she's doing is quite natural. It is what every human being, what every man would do if their livelihood or their security is threatened. She's standing up for herself, because if you again go back to, you know, what she has been saying about, you know, the threats on her security and so on, she's naturally bound to stand up and, you know, fight for herself rather than, you know, sit back and so and watch the drama from the terraces.
But some have taken issue with her style, her language, her use of language, her vitriol style that seems to be very...
I think the question of style is neither here nor there, because we have so many people in ZANU-PF and the MDC who are equally, you know, who equally use the same kind of style. So perhaps it is, she's drawing too much attention because she is the first lady, but I can tell you there are a lot of people in the opposition and in ZANU-PF who use the same kind of political style.